flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Tommy Curran yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. Ted Johnson joining WEEI Afternoons starting on Tuesday after MLK Day.
That's right.
Will your fridge etiquette change at all, knowing that Ted could be keeping stuff in that fridge?
Well, if I see like a gallon of creatine, I'm going to assume that it's perhaps Ted's and I'll stay away from it.
If I see...
Yeah.
A Tupperware full of
ground turkey and rice.
I see all the stuff from GNC like work its way in, I'd probably avoid that.
If I see just a Tupperware full of boiled chicken, I'm going to go,
a dozen hard-boiled eggs. Even if they're not labeled, I'll stay away from them.
Yeah, don't go near
Yeah,
those.
Ted can't
That's
have
Ted stuff. Yeah. Ted should just get his own fridge, really, is what he should get.
Would it surprise you if he brought one in? And so, no. Hey guys, I need to snack a lot during the show. Yeah,
Billy, is that what it was? That is because we've all worked with Ted in the past.
Yeah,
is that what he would eat? Like the same thing, right?
It was
like,
so it was some kind of ground meat. I don't know what it was. If it was beef, turkey, or chicken, but it was that and rice.
Human. Who knows? Could be anything.
I don't think I'm physically capable of being that muscular, but
you're not.
If you knew the trade-off for that, but
was eating
could,
every hour on the hour,
and you just couldn't
consume,
and you just couldn't enjoy it. There's no enjoyment to food. I don't even know how much I enjoy it anyway. But there's no enjoyment to the food. Could you do that?
Like he sees it as just fuel.
He has to feed.
No, he doesn't enjoy it. It's just fuel.
No, you don't eat. Yeah, you fuel up or you feed. Like there's no.
It's his fuel, and he has to feed.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Like those days, like those 2 days a year that I'm on the beach, it'd be pretty sweet. It'd come in handy. Like, look at this guy.
Yeah.
That 363 other days.
This guy's built like Jalen Milroe.
It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, I don't need it for that. I don't go to the beach enough for it, quite frankly.
He looks like he's in better shape now. He's like one of these guys. Because it's funny, athletes go in like two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they just kind of balloon. Like, I'm not working out every day. I'm done.
Yeah.
Or they look like they're in...
Built like a brick house.
They could be like that.
They could be.
Or they like get even like in better shape.
Yeah.
His face is muscular, more muscular than I am.
That's right. Ted did text... Ted. Ken texted, by the way.
Ted didn't text you.
No. If Ted texted, I'd actually be very nervous. Ken texted.
Was he one? No.
He said, I'll work on the pizza party. He said, we may need Ted Johnson to moderate and serve the pizza.
That'd be good.
Yeah, you're not
Can you put him in like a little referee shirt?
Just the intimidating press. Yeah, his sleeves are cut off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like Ken Shamrock doing
one of those.
I'm not
eating cauliflower crust. Don't give me any healthy pizza.
Yeah, that's a good point. Regular pizza might not fly with Ted.
No, it's a good point.
Yeah.
That is true.
Unless you're not
gonna, I would like to see Ted versus a plain cheese pizza.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you're not gonna mouth off to Ted, so I think it's going to be a very controlled
that makes sense.
Pizza party.
Yep.
But that was Curran yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, and we get texts. Jones, the way you interpret information baffles me,
it's a good line.
That's fair. I mean, how does my brain work? I have no idea. How in the world are you saying McDaniels is getting the OC job? I mean, how do you not think
he's
the heavy
point?
Favorite? I don't want that.
Yeah.
I hope to God somebody else gets the job. But how do you not think, based on the way all these beat writers are talking about it, Terp was showing me numbers that he's the favorite. It's plus money, but he's the favorite to get the job on some of these betting apps. So,
well, I'd ask anybody else, like, who do you think is getting it? And then I'd love to hear who that candidate is.
Who do you even think the second most popular candidate, who's the name that even is giving him a run for his money? Who even is that? Like, we both said Dave Ragone. We like Dave Ragone.
Tim Kelly?
You like Tanner Engstrand. Tim Kelly. Nick Cayley.
Jim Kelly.
Like, who even?
Tim Kelly.
Who even is the other person who could get it? It would have been Tommy Rees. Tommy Rees was the one that made sense. The Browns kept him. So I don't even know who the real rival for it is. There's a bunch of guys I personally would hire over Josh McDaniels. But who's the other real candidate? You don't even hear that. Curran didn't even bring up the name.
No.
Schefter didn't even bring up
the name. No, I know. They didn't bring up any other
names.
People
don't even have another name to bring up that's a real candidate.
No, I would now pick, not me pick, but I would predict McDaniels
over the field.
Versus the field. Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, so Tim Kelly was the offensive coordinator in Tennessee, Mike Vrabel's last year. Certainly not a banner offense, but, you know, they didn't have A.J. Brown, and the quarterback situation was what it was. And he is currently the tight ends coach with the Giants, meaning it wouldn't be a lateral move at all. It's not like you're plucking another OC just to be an OC. Like, you could, he has familiarity with him. Who knows? I don't know if he likes him, dislikes him, has, you know, we don't really know. That's been a name that's been speculated if you're just trying to connect the dots. It doesn't mean it has to be somebody that you've worked with before either.
No.
It doesn't have to be, you know, but I still, it just feels like it's going, pushing towards Josh McDaniels.
Another name we brought up is Josh McCown. I think is interviewing the Jets today for their head coaching job, I believe.
Okay.
I thought I saw that earlier today. Not
well, the Jets were interviewing like 20 people.
They have a long list. They certainly do.
Could be him.
Where did I see that today? Let me just fact check myself on that. I believe he's interviewing with the Jets today, or he concluded an interview, something like that. But Josh McCown to me would be an interesting name. It's Jordan Schultz said, okay. McCown will interview for their open head coaching position today.
It's been pretty crickets on the Patriots front, which is surprising, because even though it was a sham interview for the head coach, they kind of lined that up pretty quick, right? They only interviewed four people. They only seriously interviewed one, mm-hmm. but they lined it up. Actually, I don't even know if they seriously interviewed him. I think he already had the job before that process, but we got the names, we got the graphics, we made fun of one of them, and then we kind of moved on. Then they're like, all right, we got the guy. We already told you the guy's going to be able to pick his coaching staff. And we're waiting.
Yeah.
We're in like a holding pattern.
It's
and
odd.
Not even any announcements.
It's odd.
Because even last year, remember we started to get all the names of all the offensive coordinators. And we're like, this guy, that guy, this guy.
So many names.
There's a ton of names. No head coaches because Gerard Mayo was handed the job. Everybody else, it was 12, 13 guys. And it was funny because if you remember a year ago, it was, all right, so-and-so might get a second interview. And then they just interviewed this guy. And then it was like one day, Alex Van Pelt's the guy. We're like, what? And you're like, yeah, everybody else, clearly there was an issue.
Well, Kaylee said no. And Zach Robinson went to the Falcons. And Kubiak went to the Saints. And yeah.
Waldron.
Nobody took your job.
Luke Getsy.
And so you had to go to Alex Van Pelt. One other thing to bring up. Greg Bedard had a clip about McDaniels as well that I listened to. And it's the second time I've now heard this. Because one of my stances on McDaniels and why I don't want him, I don't think anybody else would hire him. Bedard brought up Detroit, too. Phil brought up Detroit to me. Bedard brought up Detroit as a potential fit for Josh McDaniels.
I don't get it.
If Ben Johnson takes a head coaching job elsewhere. Could you imagine? Look, those guys are more plugged in than me. They talk to people.
Yes.
But would the Lions really go back? They flamed out with Patricia. I know Josh McDaniels is a different person. But he's a failed head coach. Would they really go back to the Bill Belichick coaching tree based on the Patricia experience? Maybe. That's what Bedard and Phil are telling me, but I wouldn't feel good about that if I were the Lions.
No, I don't really understand that connection either, but you're right. Multiple people have said it. And
do me a favor. Just kind of sit up and just like have a little respect for the process.
Especially because speaking of Patricia, like Ben Johnson was on the Matt Patricia staff.
Good point. He effectively promoted Ben Johnson from the
Dolphins. He was in Miami first, and then he was there. But didn't they learn a pretty valuable lesson about promoting a guy in-house? Like, Ben Johnson was with the Lions for 3 years before he became, or 4 years even, I think, before he became the offensive coordinator. Maybe it was in his fourth year. But so they just promoted him in-house. So, like, wouldn't you want to keep as much consistency as possible? And, you know, Tanner Engstrom's a guy I like because I feel like he'd be the next in line.
Yeah,
there.
I would promote from within. I wouldn't want to change offenses and things like so. That, but it's the second time I've heard it.
Yeah, all right. Something.
Dubs 985, fair point in the Twitch chat. Just because nobody would hire him shouldn't be the reason not to hire him. I guess not. It speaks to he's not a sought-after candidate. That's what it speaks to. That doesn't necessarily make him the wrong hire. You're right about that. But it speaks to
how about this?
Him not being a highly sought-after hot candidate.
It means maybe he's not the right guy for the job, but you also don't need to rush to hire him, meaning you can take your time and interview these guys, some of these guys that are still on playoff teams, like really do a full search and make sure you don't settle.
And it's my counter to, if no one else would hire him, it's my counter to, oh, he's such a good offensive coordinator. Anybody would hire him. Really?
Well, no, I don't know about that.
I don't think he has an interview. So, like, what's the rush?
No, I don't. There's no rush.
The guy was out of football last year. And he was out of football for half the year before that. And I'm told he's this great candidate. Like, what? Where are his interviews? Maybe he'll get a job and I'll be wrong about this, but that is a strike against him. It's not the reason not to hire him. Fair. There's a lot of reasons not to hire Josh McDaniels, but that is on my list. And I think it tells you that not a lot of people want to, you know, hire him and think he's a viable candidate.
No, but what's also strange is people around the league are suggesting, oh, maybe he goes to Detroit. Well, what about all the openings right now? How come he hasn't interviewed for any of those openings right now? Now, maybe some of it is teams right now.
A lot of those teams don't even have head coaches.
Yeah, so maybe that's your answer. But
guys, people are interviewing for coordinators' jobs. I mean, that's happening.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Let's go to Corey in the car waiting patiently. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the Brady versus Mahomes thing. And to preface this, I am not a Pats fan, so this is kind of impartial. But the thing that drives me crazy about all these great conversations, none of them ever played each other. Brady never played Montana. Jordan never played LeBron. Mahomes played Brady twice in the playoffs, and he's 0-2. You know, or I'm sorry, Mahomes is 0-2. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could argue if there's a 10-year difference, you know, where Mahomes is older or Brady's younger, he's just Peyton Manning. He was great during the regular season, can't get past Brady. And the evidence shows, you know, it is what it is. It drives me crazy.
So that's fair. I think that's totally fair.
Yeah, the head-to-head helps.
Brady 2-0 against Mahomes. You know who had a winning record against Brady in the playoffs?
Yeah, eventually, right?
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, not at first, but then he did.
So something tells me Patriots fans don't want to hear that. So put all the stock you want in that, but Peyton Manning head-to-head with Tom Brady in the postseason, 3-2. Mahomes 0-2 head to head with Tom Brady. So if you want to play that game, let's play that game.
Mm-hmm.
But then let's play it with Brady and Manning. And I wouldn't take Manning over Brady. I'm not insane, but that's what those numbers would tell you to do if that's what we're basing it on. That's what the caller wants to base it on.
Yeah,
I love Andy Hart has a great take. Where those two games, okay, the AFC title game, Patriots and Chiefs, and then the Super Bowl, Chiefs and Bucks.
Uh-huh.
Those two games are the difference already. Like, they've completely swung Brady versus Mahomes. If Mahomes wins both those games, Brady already isn't considered the greatest of all time. Mahomes already is.
It's
if
crazy.
They split, it's much more of a debate.
Yeah.
Those two games are the only reason that Brady is still considered the greatest of all time.
No, right. Brady has himself literally to thank for him still being the GOAT, like the true GOAT, and it's going to take a little while now because, you know, those were two opportunities that Mahomes had. Those were two really good teams. That's just one Super Bowl loss. That was another team that easily could have won, not easily, but I think would have won the Super Bowl had they advanced in 18. They probably would have beaten the Rams. So you're right. That is a big swing right there. But no, I think when it's all said and done, there's going to be a million things. We're going to look at record. We're going to look at MVPs. We're going to look at touchdowns. We're going to look at number of Super Bowls. If there was a three-peat, head-to-head, like, it'll all be included.
Here's one thing we should agree on. If anybody says, why is Brady the GOAT, what's their answer?
Why is he the GOAT? Super Bowls, I guess?
The rings.
Yeah, 7 Super Bowls.
Right, that's what Patriots fans currently say.
Yeah.
So if Mahomes ever ties or passes him, they're going to have to move the goalposts. Because, like, right now, the go-to thing
is... Well, if
is,
he wins eight, I don't think anybody's going to say anything. Well, I don't know what people are going
to
say.
Patriots fans will probably be hanging on to exactly what the caller just said. Well, Brady beat him twice head-to-head.
Right, well, that'll be...
You know, there'll be Steelers fans screaming about Bradshaw, yeah. Niners fans screaming about Montez. So all I'm saying is, you know, we can come up with a million things to your point, and we probably will, and there's more to it than just the rings.
Right.
But that's the main retort we hear now. If Mahomes ever catches him, or if Mahomes ever passes him, then look out. And I, by the way, I'm not sure he needs to. I'm not sure he needs to catch Brady to be considered the greatest of all time. Like, I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Does LeBron have four? LeBron has four, right?
Yeah.
LeBron Jordan is a debate.
Not for me.
Okay, not for you. But to me, that is a debate. I'm on the Jordan side, too.
Yeah.
But if LeBron wins another and it's 6-5, I might give it to LeBron.
Do you count the bubble one?
Yes.
Yeah. Not a title.
I would. We all would count it if the Celtics won it.
They played it in counts. A literally Mickey Mouse building. There was no home road.
Put an asterisk on it. That's fine.
I just took it away.
Okay. Put an asterisk on it. I'm okay with that. Don't take it away.
It's gone.
Tim Duncan won a lockout shortened year. Does that have an asterisk?
A little bit different. Home crowd, travel schedule, the whole thing.
Shorter season. Does it have an asterisk or no?
That one does not.
You take one away from Duncan.
I didn't notice one there. I was checking to look at my numbers.
Very interesting. I give LeBron that one. I'm still with Jordan.
Well, I'll give you this.
But I'm saying I don't think LeBron needs to win six to catch Jordan. And I'm not sure, depending on how it plays out, Mahomes needs to win seven to catch Brady.
Do you think LeBron's winning another one?
I don't.
So I don't think – I'm with you on Mahomes. Like, if it's all said and done, and say he even, like, doubles up his regular season MVPs. Like, I look at all this crap, like, all pros and, like, stuff like that. And he's one Super Bowl short. But maybe there's a three-peat in there. Like, if they win it this year, that's something that also is sort of a distinction. If there happens to be an undefeated season, like, all that stuff is a little bit of a distinction. I do wonder, like, will he win – this is getting way ahead of ourselves, but does he win all of his Super Bowls with Andy Reid? Or does he win one with somebody else?
Good call. Because Brady did.
Yeah, and that was like, holy smokes, because at that point, Belichick was getting maybe as much credit, and then as soon as you saw him win with Bruce Arians on the Tampa Bay Bucks, you're like, holy mackerel.
That's a good point. Text line, good point. LeBron also won the NBA Cup. Jordan never won that.
Damn it.
Add that.
Damn it.
Add that to LeBron's legacy. Let me give you another one for Mahomes.
LeBron time.
Yep.
What if Mahomes wins six and he walks away at 33?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Brady gets a lot of credit for winning into his 40s.
It'll be scoreboard 7-6.
That's what I'm saying, but like that would be an interesting debate. Mahomes walks away early. Could he have won more? We'll never know. Brady gets a lot of credit for playing deep into his 40s and playing at a high level deep into his 40s. So that to me would be – there'd be nuance there and debate there. All I'm saying is the rings settle a lot of debates.
Yeah.
But I don't think Mahomes needs to catch him necessarily to be considered the greatest of all time. He does need to win more than three, and he would need to win more than four. Will anything change personnel-wise in terms of their approach this offseason if McDaniels is the offensive coordinator, Keith? Like,
fullback's back. They already talked about that a little bit,
right?
Well,
that's kind of what I wonder. Yeah. Is the fullback here, is it more two tight ends? And does that change?
Yeah, it could be.
I wonder about stuff like this, and is that the right direction for an offense in 2025? Like, fullbacks and two tight ends. Is that what I want?
I guess it depends on who your tight ends are. Like, if your tight end,
Hunter
I know
Henry,
you're not getting Brock Bowers, but I'm
Hunter
saying, like,
Henry and someone else.
Yeah.
It's not going to be.
No, it's not.
Hooper.
It's not.
I mean,
ideal.
Or Hooper would be your third. I don't think you want to go two tight ends and run that personnel all day long.
But the one thing, and you know me, I would go five wide receivers and throw it every play, so I'm not the right guy to ask. But the two tight end thing, right now, how many wide receivers on the current roster do you feel good about playing? Not many.
Maybe zero?
Yeah, maybe zero.
Yeah.
So even if you get one in a trade and sign one in free agency, now you still only have two that you really like. So two tight ends allows you to really focus on those two wide receivers. You throw a back there. I mean,
but the Chiefs run two tight ends a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Noah Chiefs Gray and Travis Kelce.
Chiefs do?
I mean,
this isn't the Chiefs' stereotypical offense, but they do it.
Ravens will do it a lot.
Yeah.
Bills will do it a lot. So maybe I'm coming at it the wrong way.
Yeah,
how much does Detroit do it? Detroit does an extra lineman all the time.
Well, they got Laporta. I don't know about the other guy.
I feel like they don't run a ton of two tight end. I could be wrong about that. Yep. Somebody fact check me. But I think they bring in an extra offensive lineman. That's what they do.
They throw to their lineman all the time. Yeah.
But you know what? Well, that's true. Bills, Ravens, Chiefs do run a lot of two tight ends.
Yeah, so you could do it.
So maybe it's not as outdated as I want to make it seem.
Yeah.
But I would also think of that. Not just McDaniels and how he compares to other offensive coordinators, but the offense that he runs, the personnel they got to get for it, that is going to be different. And that's another pivot for Drake May, too. It's not just relearning the offense and the language in the offense, which is one thing. I think it's overstated, but it's something to consider. Now you're changing up personnel and what best suits Drake May. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Rick in Natick. Hello, Rick.
What's up, guys? How are we doing?
Good.
Yeah, Rich, big fan.
Thanks.
I love you back at 10 o'clock. And I'm 100% on your side over the whole beverage gate. I work in a place that shares refrigerator. She's got to get her act together.
Agreed.
Anyway,
thank you, Rick.
So I want to talk defensive coordinator. Everybody's talking offense. I personally think offense is Josh McDaniel. Makes sense. He's not going to be a head coach. He's going to be here a while. And Jones, you know, fullback, you can put you as a fullback. It's about the alignment of the offense. Put an offensive lineman in there, a tight end. You don't really need a traditional fullback.
No, no, no. I would be like a...
Jones would get blown off.
I would have to be like a Larry Centers type.
It'd be a disaster.
Not a lot of blocking going on. I'm fanning out into the flat.
But he was asking about defensive coordinator. Do you have
Keith Byers.
Do you have anybody in mind for a defensive coordinator, Vrabel's got it covered?
The name that I like, and I brought him up a million times, I don't think hiring should be all that confusing. Find a defense that you like, find an offense that you like, a scheme, and draw from that. I really like, find a guy from McVay's tree. I like how Denver plays defense. Jim Leonard, you might remember, playing for those Jets teams with Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
That went to back-to-back AFC title games. I think he was on both those teams.
I think so.
So I liked him as a player, or at least respected him as a player. He's the Broncos' defensive backs coach. Yeah, they have Patrick Surtain there. You have Christian Gonzalez. I would go to somebody like that. But the name that caught my eye, and it feels more realistic, and not just spitballing names from defenses I like, is it Terrell Jennings? Is that his name?
Yes. Yeah, Terrell Jennings. I believe it is. Yeah.
Or is that the running back they had late in the year this year?
He was a running back that they had.
Maybe they said Terrell Williams, maybe?
The short list of names that Reese tweeted out earlier today, I'm like, this guy makes too much sense. Terrell Williams. Not Terrell Jennings, not Terrell Owens.
Got it.
Terrell Davis, he was with Vrabel all five of the years when he was in Tennessee. He was with the Lions last year. My guess is he'd be a heavy favorite for D coordinator now that Shane Bowen isn't getting released from the Giants.
Think Robert Saleh's got any chance, or is he just going to go to the Niners?
I think he's going to the Niners, but he would be a great hire.
That's what I like. I mean, at least give him an interview or something. I think he's doing head coaching interviews, too, but you never know where he's going. I don't think he's going to be the head coach.
The Bengals' defense last year was atrocious, but you should talk to Anarumo. You should talk to Robert Saleh. You should talk to who are some of the other defensive coaches who have lost their jobs. You brought up Eberflus before. I would talk to Eberflus.
I'll bring the Flus.
I mean, I would interview him. Why not?
I'd give him a sniff.
The guy was a good coordinator, bad head coach. So I would look at guys like that, but my guess is it's Terrell Williams, who was with Vrabel in Tennessee. The Lions have had a great run defense this year. He was their defensive line coach. That's probably the guy. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls. A bunch of you want to jump in on Brady and Mahomes. We'll get to you. Plus, it's the divisional round this weekend, including the Chiefs trying to three-peat. We'll get to four questions, a four-pack of questions, in our Friday four-pack for the divisional round right after Trending with Billy Laney.